Okay, so I tried to just check my phone this morning, normal human activity, and somehow three different things about AI going sideways.
Just casually ruining your breakfast?
Every time. I'm Alex, by the way, and this is Future of AI with Jordan.
Hey, and honestly, this week it's not just online grumbling anymore.
Right, and then there's this whole money question nobody wants to say out loud.
Ooh, which one?
Patience, but yeah, the backlash part, that's climbed way higher than Twitter arguments. So, it's not just people yelling on the internet anymore, Jordan. Senate Republicans' campaign committee sent a private memo to AI companies, basically saying, "Hey, data centers are radioactive."
Wait, radioactive how?
Politically, the memo says this has become, quote, a sleeper issue for the entire election cycle.
A sleeper issue? That's not a phrase you slap on something small.
Right, and Axios is the one reporting all this, calling the mood between Republicans and AI CEOs full panic mode.
Full panic mode over data centers.
Over water use, power bills, land grabs near towns, people are noticing.
And it's not just party politics either. There's a Washington Post survey analysis saying Americans under 30 have gotten a lot more sour on AI, both for daily life and for jobs.
Younger voters, the exact group both parties are chasing.
So the industry built all this infrastructure assuming nobody outside tech circles cared.
And now the ground's shifting under them, and they didn't see it coming.
Which, honestly, makes me wonder if the politics is the smaller worry here.
Meaning what?
Meaning, even if every backlash headline disappeared tomorrow, there's a money question underneath all this that doesn't care who wins an election. So here's the part that made me sit up. ECB economists wrote a blog post, August 17th, arguing a correction in AI stock valuations is basically likely, even if the tech actually works.
Wait, even if AI succeeds, they still think it crashes?
That's the argument. They're pointing at past tech revolutions, same shape, boom, then a hard pullback, regardless of whether the technology delivers.
Okay, but why do European central bankers care about American tech stocks?
Because in the ECB post, they estimate roughly 440 billion euros of euro area household money is sitting in the Magnificent Seven.
So a US correction doesn't stay in the US.
Nope, it shows up in somebody's pension in Germany.
Meanwhile, CNBC's been talking to actual retail investors, and they're still buying AI, just quietly buying protection underneath it.
Hedging while still holding, that's a nervous kind of confidence.
And it's not hypothetical money either. Nebius just said it's raising $4.5 billion in convertible notes for data centers and GPUs, and its stock dropped more than 7% before the market even opened.
Ooh, investors punishing the company for admitting it needs the cash.
Right. So the backlash from earlier isn't just noise anymore. It's sitting right next to economists at a central bank saying the money math might not hold up.
Which is a very fancy way of saying bubble.
Sure, but forget the charts for a second. If any of this actually pops, what does it mean for somebody's actual job? So CNBC had this piece on a Goldman Sachs study, and it's not vibes anymore.
What did they find?
Goldman says AI is starting to actually squeeze employment across developed economies. Measurable, not theoretical.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay, but squeezing how? Like people getting replaced or just hiring slowing down?
Goldman's framing is more the second one, weaker labor demand in the places AI touches first.
That tracks with something else I saw. The Guardian had this story about lawsuits piling up over AI hiring and firing tools.
Wait, lawsuits over the actual software deciding who gets fired?
Right, discrimination claims and companies not explaining how the tool made the call in the first place.
That's the part that gets me. Nobody can even tell you why you didn't get the job.
Exactly. So you've got Washington nervous, the market nervous, and now actual court filings.
The anxiety's got receipts now.
It really does, and that's honestly not a bad place to leave people sitting with tonight.
So, politics, money, jobs, it's all the same worry now, just wearing different hats.
Yeah, no kidding. Washington's spooked, investors are hedging, and workers are already in court over it.
Three different rooms, same headache.
Next episode, we're watching the jobs numbers close. See if the anxiety actually shows up in the data.
Fingers crossed it's boring news for once.
Thanks for hanging out with us. We'll catch you next time.